This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. UN envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura warns all the ingredients exist for a perfect storm of a humanitarian catastrophe if the Syrian government, backed by Russia, carries out a large-scale military offensive on the northwestern province of Idlib.
The dangers are profound that any battle for Idlib could be, would be, a horrific and bloody battle. Civilians are its potential victims.
Nearly 3 million people live in Idlib. Half of them have been displaced from other parts of Syria, moved to Idlib for seeking safety. Along with the civilians, the United Nations estimates some 15,000 terrorist fighters also are in Idlib. Meantime, Turkey is again warning that a bloodbath would result from any Syrian government military offensive in Idlib. Russian bombers this week started to target Idlib ahead of an expected ground operation. The American ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley.
Our Russian colleagues claim they seek a political solution to the Syrian conflict, yet they do nothing to help us get there.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran attended a summit on Syria in Tehran Friday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan proposed a ceasefire in which the radical jihadist groups would be disarmed and removed from Idlib. Hundreds of protesters in Basra, Iraq, have stormed the Iranian consulate in that city and set it on fire, chanting "Iran out, Iran out, free Iraq, free Iraq." Local officials say at least 9 people have died this week since the protests began over poor public services, unemployment, and corruption. Around 30,000 people got sick from polluted water in Basra. Iraq's parliament has called an emergency session for today. This is VOA News.